Looking for your next set of shiny math rocks for your games? Then head on over to fanrolldice.com and use code SPELLBOOKG10 for 10% off your order of dice and other tabletop accessories. That's fanrolldice.com, code SPELLBOOKG10 for 10% off your order.
Last time on Roll for Distraction, Starfall. We met the party, who are a squad of mech pilots on board a crawler called The Nest. Alex H. is playing as Twitch, an engineer driving a forge called Calcifer. Brian is playing as Maverick, a scout driving a hussar called Fly on the Wall. Colin is playing as Damon, a hacker driving a mirror ball called Faraday. Gerard is playing Giuseppe, a soldier driving a magpie called Ham Calzone. And John is playing as Dredge, a salvager driving a gopher called Honey Badger. The people of The Nest, called the Crows, believe in a folktale about a place called Starfall City, where they could live off its vast resources and forget their troubles. While a few crows debated its existence in the cantina, the captain announced over the PA that a satellite was falling from orbit a few clicks north of them. Pilots suited up in their mechs and headed out into the desert wasteland, hoping to pick up some valuable scrap from the satellite. They arrived to find that they had been beaten there by some raiders. The raiders were equipped with 2 machine gun trucks and a tank, but they were ambushed and quickly overwhelmed by the party's mechs. The party found some advanced scrap, but also a semi-functional computer console. It contained a map, pointing to the southeast to a point labeled Starfall. They took the map back to The Nest and held a vote on whether or not they should follow it. A few hours later, the results came back, and The Nest set a new course toward the frozen south. Brian's about to throw up. John just had a nosebleed. We're making a show anyway. Everybody, welcome to episode 2 of Starfall.
What is happening tonight?
So on episode 10, one of us is going to kill someone, right?
No!
Just to keep, we have to keep raising the stakes.
I like steak.
Me too.
Same.
Silly, goofy ha-has aside, everybody, welcome to episode 2.
We're just in a silly, goofy mood.
Welcome back, especially if you're new. We'll just kind of get right back into things. Quick little mini recap. You guys, last time the main thing that happened was you found a map to the, you know, totally not El Dorado that you guys have been looking for. And you have adjusted course to follow it. You've been on the move for about a week. The downtime in this system is generally 7 days as opposed to just like one night of rest. Because, you know, repairing a robot is, you know, it's a little hard.
Wait, I can't just magically repair my robot in,
you can't
like,
just so robots don't robots don't just go to sleep and feel better like people do.
Wait,
sometimes.
This isn't like Star Wars Battlefront where I use a welder to a fusion cutter to repair damage to my
Yeah, you don't just
ship?
Hold a cartoon mallet and bonk something a couple of times and then it's
Boo.
Just better.
That's how I do it in real life. It keeps working.
But anyway, all your shit has been fixed, anything that was broken after last time. Alex, Twitch bought a big laser.
Yes, it did.
So that's fun.
Specify that her character bought a big laser, not the website Twitch, because that would just make sense.
You never know.
You never know what those people are up to over at Amazon.
Amazon owns Twitch?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, Brian, go back under your rock.
I will.
So, yes, we'll pick up then about a week later, the next time plot happens, essentially, the next time you come to a place where a thing happens. We'll say, for sake of argument, that you guys are in the mech hangar area, which would be kind of where you tend to hang out in between missions and stuff. Tweaking your mechs, just training, working out, whatever else, right? The supervisor of the mech hangar, you guys, again, because creativity is dead, you named him Iceman.
Yep.
Well, it's Iceman, as in Phil Iceman.
Iceman. You know, yeah. We're going to call him Iceman. You don't say Iceman.
Like Spider-Man or Spider-Man, you know, Phil Spider-Man.
Bob Iceman. So you guys are hanging out there and, you know, you train in between sessions. How do you guys, you know, pass the time? How do you hang out? Like, what does everybody do?
I don't know. I check on my wife and children.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I have a family, so.
Baby.
I'm gonna try and, drop some sick beats with my DJing equipment, see if I can make any new mixes. just for funsies, because we're probably not going to have funsies for a little while.
I mean, you know, yeah, you can run the playlist in the hangar.
Pull out whatever version of a cigarette is available in these here parts.
You want to buy some death sticks?
Hand rolled whatever you got.
Yep.
That's what's probably available.
I might have salvaged like a vape somewhere, but sure.
I'm sure we could probably just make you a vape.
I mean, we could also just, if you want a vape, we could just make that. We got a fucking laser cannon, and you want to know how to boil water?
Also, I'm basing my character off of like Redemption guy. What's his name?
Which one?
The third.
Arthur Morgan?
The legendary third Red Dead Redemption game. That's definitely out.
It is. There was a first one called Red Dead Revolver. Anyway.
And I've never played a Red Dead Redemption.
I would probably be like running some diagnostics on all the mechs. Gaming.
Doing calibrations.
Nap time.
Okay, fair.
Good night.
Who are you kidding? You make pizza. What do you mean? Like,
does Ham Calzone make ham calzones?
No, he makes sausage.
Haven't gotten that installed yet. Haven't gotten the brick oven installed yet.
How many system slots is a brick oven?
What tier is that? Is that like
what tech level is a brick oven? Anywho, as you guys are hanging out, shooting the shit, you get an announcement over the PA system, kind of like last time. And this one is accompanied by like a full-on alarm system and everything with like the flashing red lights, and it's serious. You hear the voice of Commodore come on the PA, and they say,
"All hands, this is a red alert. We have an unidentified bogey approaching fast from the south. All approved battle stations, pilots to mechs."
Oh, man. All right, so we have to be an identified bogey approaching fast toward from the north? Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you get there?
Iceman is just like, just get in the fucking robot.
Say less.
What is this, Evangelion?
All right, let's go kill some people. Let's get in the fucking robot.
Anyway, yes, you suit up as you do and walk out into the desert again. Different part of it, obviously. We've moved southeast quite a bit. And sure enough, by the time you guys finish getting suited up, this unidentified bogey is visible. And what you're looking at is quite small. It's comparable more to like an Iron Man suit in size.
Which version of the Iron Man suit? If it's 1.0, I think we could take it. If it's Mark 47, I don't think we could take it. Which Mark was the liquid metal one? That one I don't think we could take. I think it's kind of bullshit.
Like 52 or something? Like the Endgame one? It was pretty high up there. Infinity War Endgame one? Anyway, it looks like this. It does not look quite that intimidating, but it's much more advanced than anything you guys have.
It looks cool. I like it.
And yeah, it's flying kind of like Iron Man, right? Just which is not anything that any of your mechs can do. It's moving way faster than any of your.
Is it like man-sized? Did you say that?
Just about, yeah.
It's a good thing I have this autocannon that gets rid of things that are man-sized.
Like a regular man or like a very tall man? Like
a taller than average man, but not like a giant.
So it's like a space marine or a Spartan. It's like
probably chief-sized, yeah.
A Mr. Chief.
So, do you want to let it, like, land in front of you or something, or do you want it to, do you want to just, like, shoot it before it does anything?
Can we hail it? Hold on. Yeah, can we, like, hail it on the comms?
Yeah, if you'd like to. Would you like to do that, whatever your fucking name is? Dredge?
Yes, I'll hail it on comms.
Sure, so, Dredge opens up a, sort of open channel, because, you know, you don't know what frequency it's on.
Tiny flying man, what is your business here?
So there's a moment of static. And then what comes through is very distorted mechanical sounds. No discernible speech. It's just like...
Can my AI try and sort that out?
I was going to say, can I try and do something to clean it up a bit?
Do you have like a specific system that would... Or pilot talent that would help with that?
I have the high gain antenna, which increases...
That's just range, I believe, right?
This increases the range band of any installed module, blah, 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 blah.
Can I have my AI try and, like, unscramble it?
Well, your AI that you have in the mech is not, like, a truly mechanical thing. It's just, like, flavor, like, you know, unless it's taking up a module slot, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
Anybody got anything, or should I continue narrating?
Not really. Go ahead and narrate, dude.
A moment later, it catches up. You guys are standing maybe 50 feet outside of the crawler, which has stopped moving. And this thing lands another 100 or 200 feet away from you in like an Iron Man pose, you know, lands down. It's holding some sort of rifle in its hands. It looks like it has a shoulder-mounted gun as well, and then you know, who knows what else it's got going on, hidden under panels and such.
Friend or foe?
Yeah, so you can shout out to it on, you know, just out loud on your speakers.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Seeing it, knowing that it's approaching, I'm going to spend one energy point to create a 3 HP bubble.
Okay. You can deploy your bubble. It does not regard that as a hostile action immediately. But it does sort of point at you in an almost accusatory way. And it, more of that distorted speech. You know? Does anybody do anything?
I keep my weapon trained out. If it fires, I fire too.
I'm just ready to use my laser.
I was definitely not looking through the rule book to see if anything matched the picture.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this is just art from the rule book, obviously, but...
If it shoots, I shoot. That's it.
Anyway, yeah, so it starts to, like, level its gun. We're gonna get one of you guys to roll initiative again. Brian did it last time. Who would like to roll initiative today?
Can I do it?
I'll do it.
Okay, Colin does it.
Sure.
That's a... What is it? 9 plus...
It's just a d20.
Okay, 9.
That is one NPC chosen by the players. Chosen by the players acts first. Play then passes to the player group and pilots. So there's only one NPC, so guess who acts first. So yeah, this thing, lightning fast speed, it acts first, and it levels up that gun that's in its hands, and it's, you see it's sort of a double-barreled gun, and it's going to fire off two shots. It gets to make two attacks with that. And you're all in the bubble, so this first one will just kind of go for the bubble. That is... 12, that is a regular success, and that is 3 damage.
That is exactly what the bubble has.
Okay, the bubble is gone. So it fires what is essentially an energy shotgun. It's a blast of, like, 6 or 7 blue beams, and they shatter your bubble shield. And then he makes a second attack.
And then he gets you.
Yeah, that is a 5, which is just a normal miss, so this one just kind of swings wide, some of the beams go past you, some of the beams hit the sand. It is then one of you who gets to act.
I want to grapple harpoon him.
He is at medium range from you, Gerard, so you would need to...
That's just how... That's how far,
is that how
my
far it is?
Goes.
Okay, you
range
may attempt.
Medium. Roll a d20. Hiya! That's a 9.
9, I believe. Tough choice. You succeed, but at a cost... I'm gonna make a custom one here. I'm gonna say it hits him, you deal its 1 damage, right?
You deal 1 SP damage, the target cannot move beyond medium range of your back.
So yeah, you hit it, you deal its 1 damage. You hit it kind of in the arm, like on its like forearm plate, and you feel it trying to yank you. You can either let go or be pulled very close to it.
Huh. I'm gonna let go. I'll let go.
Okay, so you release your cable. You have a backup cable, whatever, or you know part of it's segmented or something, and then it flops to the ground and he just scrapes it off of his arm. Then surprise, he's not alone. A small hover drone that was cloaked uncloaks. It's flying sort of next to him, and it's just going to fire a very basic laser at Dredge.
Yo, the fuck did I do?
I looked at the spreadsheet and saw your name, and I didn't really like it very much.
That is a success.
Menacing.
Successful hit with a standard red laser. You take 3 damage.
Ow!
And then one of you may go. I should add also that the crawler does have a gun attached to it, unless you guys say otherwise. The crawler will just always go last.
Can I shoot? I'm mad.
Sure.
Go for it.
So I roll a d20, right?
Yeah. What gun are you using? What's its range?
My 30mm auto cannon.
What the fuck is this noise that's happening?
John's loading like a toy gun, sounds like.
I rolled a 17. That's my new dice. I rolled a 17.
John got a fucking gumball machine dice tower.
No, I just got a gumball machine. I didn't get a gumball
it's
machine
dice tower. It's incredibly loud. Please don't use it.
But I rolled a 17. Okay, I was doing that entirely for the bit. I wanted this to have, but...
Alright. Yeah, well, we'll never do that again. But yeah, a 17 with your autocannon does hit. What's that, 4 damage?
Yes, 4 damage.
Great. These are tiny little drones. That's how much health they have. Okay, so that was, John, guess what? Another mech comes out of cloak, or a mech, drone. Another mech, God help you.
God.
Another drone comes out of cloak. And this one is going to fire at, Twitch. Or Calcifer. That's a 16. That's a normal hit. Alex, Calcifer takes 3 damage.
Ah.
Does anybody have a scan thing that we can scan for more cloaked things?
Maybe on your turn.
Can I deploy my bubble shield now?
Sure. If you would like that to be what you do on your turn.
I am spending 5 energy to deploy a 15 HP shield.
A better bubble.
Can I shoot it with my laser?
No, because now it's my turn again. Another drone appears. It's gonna shoot the bubble because.
What kind of Easter bunny ass shitting out eggs drone things is this?
Oh, happy Easter, by the way, everyone. It's probably past.
It's way
very
past
delayed.
Easter,
though, that's the way in real life, Gerard.
It's the past of when we're recording this. What do you mean?
Anyway, fucking.
Yeah, happy belated Easter.
Another drone decloaks and shoots the bubble. It takes 3 damage, Colin.
Alrighty. 12 damage.
Now, one of you, Brian or Alex, can go.
Please, I want to shoot my laser.
Go for it.
Okay, what do you want to target with your laser? There are currently 2 drones visible and the big guy.
Fuck it, I want to go for the big guy.
Okay, so that has the hot property.
Yes.
It says hot 1 in parentheses there.
Mm-hmm.
So you fire it, but you build up 1 heat every time you fire
yes.
it.
Yes. All right, let me give this a try. Ooh, 19!
That's a hit. It's a normal hit. Yeah, you build up 1 heat, you fire your big agarina laser, and sure enough, you scrape that enemy mech with it. It seems displeased with this development.
Fuck you.
Another drone appears.
Oh, goddamn. The Easter Bunny's here.
Order. I have armor plating, so I didn't get... So I don't take the damage, but my armor plating is gone.
Sure. It fires at the bubble. Colin, the bubble takes 3 more damage. I rolled a 17.
Okay.
Then it is Mac's turn.
All
there
right,
are 4
I have
drones and the big guy.
Yeah, just the 4 drones and 1 mech.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take my 30mm autocannon, and I'm going to shoot... Has anybody hit one of the drones yet? Do we know what kind of health these guys have?
They have exactly yes. 1 autocannon bullet worth of health.
Yeah. They have 4 SP, you figured that out.
Yeah, I'll shoot one of the drones.
Okay.
Hold a 7, that's not good. So 7...
7 is in that tough choice range.
Wait, what am I looking at? Action scene?
Core resolution, top left. The very first thing. I'll just give you this. You can hit it. You do hit it, but I'm gonna say that you build up 2 heat.
Ooh.
Your gun just overheats a bit. 2 heat on your mech.
So what happens when we get up to the... We haven't covered this yet, right?
So every now and then, when certain things happen, you'll have to make a heat check, which is you roll, and like if you have more heat, you're more likely to fail the heat check. The heat cap doesn't actually do anything. If you hit it, you make a heat check, and otherwise it's just how much heat you can have.
Okay. All right.
That's Mac's turn. No more drones immediately appear, so the crawler will go. You guys chose to equip your crawler with a blue mining laser, which is very powerful. It builds up a lot of heat, but I guess crawlers don't build up heat. So
woo!
It's going to attempt to shoot the mech. I've rolled a 2. So
that's not good.
It just misses.
The crawler explodes. We're on our own.
Nope.
Boom.
It just swings wide. This small, lightweight, fast mech deftly dodges it. But it sure looked cool. Then we come back to the top again. I'm going first in this combat, so the mech is going to go. It is going to boost and sprint forward at you and pass through the bubble shield.
No!
It is going to draw a sword.
Oh, he's pulling out his katana blade.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and it's going to swing at shield projecty boy.
So he's now in close
range? He's now in close range, so he's in the bubble with you. That's a 13, which is a normal hit. He only attacks with this once, but that does 7 damage.
Ooh.
Shit.
That does 7 damage to Faraday.
That's a lot of damage.
Can I respond?
If everyone's cool with Colin taking the next turn, yes.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not cool with Colin taking the next turn.
Too bad.
Alrighty. I am going to hack him.
Okay.
System and software hacker costs 2 AP. You attempt to hack into a system or module in order to disable, damage, or destroy it in some way. Choose target, system, or module in range. I want to take out his sword.
Okay, it is a partially energy-based weapon, so yeah, you can try to turn off his sword, sure.
Just something about, I'm going to hack that guy's sword before he hacks me with his sword. Just seems...
But you like getting hacked in the other sense of the word, so what, you just roll for that?
Yes. So I rolled a 6.
That's not great. That is in the tough choice range.
No, it's different for this.
Oh.
So a 6 to 10 is... The system or module is inoperable and cannot be used until the end of the next turn.
Okay, so you've temporarily disrupted his sword. He cannot use it on his next turn. Back to me then. A drone will go. It will shoot the bubble. Anyway, yeah, the drone hit the bubble. That's 3 more to the bubble. And then back to you guys, whoever would like to go.
Could I try and hit him with my sand blaster instead?
You can use the sand blaster instead.
Heck yeah.
And that'll work in close range here.
12.
That's a hit.
Heck yeah!
Oh no, sand. It's rough and dry and gets everywhere. How much damage does it do?
1.
1, yeah, okay. Drone. Laser.
Oh, wait.
A miss.
Hold on, Alex.
What?
Any target hit cannot use any system or module with the target, target or trait for 1 turn.
Okay, you've disrupted his ability for like lock-on things.
Cool.
Okay. So anyway, yes, I fired another drone, fired a laser, it missed. Back to you guys again, Gerard, Brian, or John.
I have a question about something.
Go ahead.
Or rather, an idea. He's in close range with us now,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's in the bubble with you.
So I have this this pilot ability called Overpower. It just says you overpower a target, you describe how you do it, and put them in a compromised position until they use their turn action to get out. During this time, they gain the vulnerable trait and cannot move.
So yeah, like you could grab hold of it with like one of your, you know, articulated arms or whatever, and kind of restrict his ability to move around, which would make him vulnerable to other...
What if I use my mech legs to sweep the leg and then just stomp on his chest to hold him down?
Sure. You can describe that. I assume you need to roll core
there,
for this.
It doesn't say I need to roll. It just costs 2 AP.
Ah, well then yeah. Okay, yeah. That seems like it just works. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, while he's over slashing at Colin, I'm gonna fucking sweep the leg and just fucking... pin him down with my big feet.
Well, you're not going to go for the legendary full Nelson?
I don't think my mech's arms are long enough.
I don't think you're humanoid enough for that, yeah.
So
yeah, you kick him
vulnerable.
In the leg, he stumbles a bit, you have him partially trapped under one of your feet. That costed you 2 action points. Another drone shoots at the bubble and misses, so Brian or John.
Alright, hit him while he's down.
Cannon. Do I have to roll because he's vulnerable or no?
Yeah, what does vulnerable actually mean?
Vulnerable just means he takes double damage if you hit him.
Oh, great. Roll that.
If you hit him.
12.
You hit him.
So 8 damage.
Ow. Big ow. Significant
Brian,
you want to
do the same?
I'd like to do the same.
Yeah, because I'm all out of drones, so it can be Brian's turn now.
I fail.
What'd you get?
A 3.
Okay, yeah, you just
missed. can't hit the guy laying down. He's too, he's squirming too much.
Giuseppe's fucking big ham calzone legs are in the way.
I tried to shoot him as he was going down, so I missed him.
So since you guys are all in the bubble, the crawler cannon is going to try to shoot one of the drones. Successfully. So that's that drone absolutely fucking vaporized for 6 damage. And that brings us to a new round. The Big Mech, or the Big Mech, the Iron Man Mech is going to roll out from underneath Ham Calzone's leg. Can he do anything else?
That's his turn action to get out of that.
And then he's gonna move then. He'll just back up. He'll get out of the bubble and like, retreat into medium range. And that's his turn. One of you can go.
Medium range, you say? Sounds like another harpoon.
You're welcome to try.
Aren't you just gonna pull him in close though?
Yeah, so you can hit him, and he can't get away. That's how this works.
Our guns work better farther away.
Yeah, most of our guns are medium range.
It keeps him using his sword on them.
It keeps him from leaving medium range.
Okay.
Whatever you think.
You know, fine. If one of you else has a better idea, then you go for it.
Just shoot
him. I'll shoot him with my 30mm.
Okay, Colin said it first. Colin, shoot him.
It's a 1.
Ah, a cascade failure. That's fun.
Well, Colin's
when
dead.
Attacking, you miss the target and suffer a setback chosen by the mediator. I'm gonna say that your autocannon isn't broken, but it's like fully jammed, and you're gonna need to go, you know. You're gonna need to spend a whole turn action to unjam it.
Gun down, gun down!
Drone, shoot bubble.
Ah.
Yeah.
Achoo.
3, no. Back to you.
I can shoot again.
Go ahead.
13.
That is a hit, that is 4 damage. Not looking good, but you know, it's a super advanced mech, he's hanging in there. There's only 2 drones left, so another drone will shoot the bubble. That hits. That's 3 more damage to the bubble, Colin?
No.
How's the bubble doing?
6 HP.
Okay. Back to you guys, Alex,
Brian. It can take 2 more of those.
I'm gonna shoot with my 50 caliber machine gun, I guess.
Okay, the range on the machine on the 50 cal is close. Do you have,
is it?
Like, a scope or something to go with that? Like, optics module or whatever?
Don't think so.
Then you would have to move forward.
Then I will not do that. Grapple hook, fuck you.
I know, can't stop you, go for it.
Medium range, that's an 8.
Hey, another tough choice on the grapple hook. Same situation. You hit him, you do that 1 damage, and again, he might be able to pull you out of the bubble.
You know what, I ain't scared, pull me close.
Okay, yeah, you latch onto him, and he yanks you, so...
I'm not trapped here with you, you're trapped here with me!
yeah, Ham Calzone has been pulled out of the bubble, and you are now, you know, 50 feet further away from the crawler than everybody else. You're face-to-face with this guy. Brian or Alex?
I'll shoot him with my autocannon again.
Yeah.
The big guy or drone?
Drone.
Okay.
At 20, baby.
Yeah, it's extra dead.
Dead.
Very good. Will you be moving at all? I'm only asking now because Gerard has moved, so you're not all necessarily. Yeah, I don't know if anyone else wants to scatter, but up to you guys.
I'm gonna scatter a little bit. I'm gonna go in between wherever Gerard went and the rest of the group is.
Okay, so you can go like diagonally out halfway, so that you've got a little bit of a flank going on. And then, Alex, it's his turn.
I guess I'll use the laser again on one of the little guys.
Okay, yeah, take your heat and roll your attack.
6.
That is a tough choice. I'm gonna say you notice that as you're charging up the laser that it's giving you, like, a heat warning.
Okay.
So you can fire it and then have to roll a heat check, or you can just shut it. Let go of the trigger before it overheats.
I'm gonna shut it down.
Okay, so you let go of the trigger and do not fire.
So do I still have 2 heat, or?
Yeah, you don't gain any heat from that. Or like, okay. No, you do still gain the 1 for like doing the action, but otherwise nothing happens. So yes, you'll be at 2 heat now. The gun on the crawler will try to shoot the remaining drone. That is a tough choice for the crawler.
We have to throw Iceman overboard.
They have to shut the gun off because something went wrong.
Yeah, you know, it hits, but then it overheats, so they can't take a they can't shoot on their next turn. So they do take out the remaining drone, but the gun needs a moment to cool down. And that takes us back around again. You spin me right around, and it is the mech's turn. And it's sure is right next to Ham Calzone.
Sure is.
And its sword sure is working.
And the sword sure is pointy and charged up again, and here it comes.
Come at me. I'm not scared.
14. That is a hit. That's 7 damage.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Oh my god, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
Don't worry, I still have 8 health. Fine.
And he's got no backup now. So now all of you can go.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to roll my autocannon.
Not all at the same time.
Natural 20 again on the autocannon.
Brian, why don't you go? Wait, go ahead, buddy.
Rolled a natural 20 on the autocannon. Again.
Holy shit. Alright, hang on.
This is best dice.
When dealing damage, you can choose to double it or pick a bonus effect, if you want to describe some sort of secondary effect.
I'm gonna do 4 damage, and it messes with the hive mind of the machine itself, and it powers down forever and always.
That may be a bit much.
I hit the kill switch on him. My one bullet hit the kill switch.
Why don't you destroy his sword or his rockets or something? Like,
you know what? It decapitates rockets, knees. I mean. It no longer has knees, and the lower half of its legs are gone.
Okay, yeah, you blow a leg off, so his mobility is severely limited now. The next one of you may go.
Can I fire the other autocannon?
Sure.
Hey, Alex, you're not going to believe me.
Is it also a 20?
It's also a 20. I take off other leg.
Holy shit!
He's like hopping around like the Monty Python Black Knight, and then
just fucking kneecapped this guy.
Well, he attacked us, man. We tried to talk.
That's what he gets for speaking garble speaks. So,
I mean, the other three of you do have turns. Gerard, Alex, and Colin. If you
can,
like
I sandblast him just for shits and gigs.
On the ground, no legs, walking up and just like spraying him.
Sure, you'll have to move out of the bubble to do it, but go ahead.
What would the sandblaster hit me, or is that just like a focused?
It's a single
thing?
Target.
It was a 17.
Okay. Yeah, that's a normal hit. That's 1 damage, and you've again disrupted his targeting systems.
All right, to finish it off, I'm gonna hit him with the chainsaw arm. Maybe we could cut off another limb.
Go for it.
Go for his other arm.
Where is my dice? I got an 18.
How much damage does a chainsaw arm do?
Rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
yeah, you karate chop down with your chainsaw arm. It grinds along his back as he tries to sadly crawl away on his arms.
Damn.
And there's like a...
He's executing a downed opponent in Gears 2.
I just fucking Gears of War'd him.
Yeah, it was a bad time for that guy. And the desert becomes quiet once more.
Dibs on his sword.
Dibs on his soul.
There is, so you guys have severely damaged that. There is a table for salvaging a broken mech specifically. You don't just get all of this
so
shit.
So what exactly was this mech?
Like there was a guy, right?
Does it look familiar?
Yeah, why don't you guys talk first, and then
was there
then
actually
we'll
a man? Did I just chainsaw an actual man? Did blood spurt out?
At least, so your chainsaw hit went through mostly through plating on his torso area, but where the legs were blown off, you're starting to see a bit of blood come out, yeah.
Hey, GM.
You can just call me Alex, it's okay.
Well, there's two of you, so.
I know, but.
Yes, Chef.
Can I hook
no, hook
my
isn't
mech
the answer, yeah.
up? Can I hook my mech up to the destroyed mech's power supply to give it enough juice to jump it so I can use Egg's Mayhem on it?
Excuse me?
It's a hacking program. What does it do?
Egg's Mayhem. This hacking program developed by Stefanus and
the that just the one where like, you get to ask you don't need to read the whole fucking thing. Is that just the one where you
get
to ask
questions
about it? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
It's speak with dead, but with robots.
Speak with dead robot.
Because it's already been deactivated, I'm going to make you roll a on the core table just to see if you can even do that.
Wait, so I have to roll two dice, one for if
first
it
roll
succeeds,
core mechanic
then...
to see if you can do this hot wiring thing that you want to do, and then roll on the eggs mayhem table if you're successful.
That's a 9.
All right, so Colin, you got a 9. That is a tough choice. Hang on. All right, so Colin, you hook up to it. You can roll your eggs mayhem, but I'll say the connection is faulty, and with whatever tier of success you get on the eggs mayhem, you get one tier lower. That makes sense?
Colin? Bueller?
Colin?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, his internet died. All right, hang on.
Stand by.
Oh, pause. Okay, you're back.
Pause.
Welcome back.
We're good.
Stupid faulty Texas wiring.
So what I was saying was your connection is faulty, so roll the eggs mayhem.
But... you manifested
his internet.
Damn you! Wow.
The dice roll affected your internet. I can't believe it.
I am God.
This is some bullshit.
The eclipse, it's making the fiction reality.
Anywho, so your connection to this mech is faulty, so you can roll the eggs mayhem, but your tier of success on it will be one tier lower.
Okay. Okay, that's a 6.
Okay.
Hacking attempt fails.
Okay. Well, it was a noble
effort. The mediator may choose an appropriate setback. Well, you've already set me back once.
Yeah, we're not going to do a setback right now because there's no one around or anything, right? Everything would be temporary. You're not getting in here. It's very well encrypted and damaged, so no dice.
Dang.
Anyone else have a question or other way they'd like to interact?
What
was the blood red?
What was this?
The blood was red, Brian. Normal human-looking blood. None of you recognize this specific model of mech. There are several other mechs that would fit this sort of, humanoid profile. All of them pretty advanced. Generally, you guys in the tech 2-3 space that you operate in here, you want to go for something big and bulky. If you're going to go for something slim like this, you need advanced materials to provide the same kind of armor. So this is fancy. You do see that there may be some sort of clue on it. If you look on his forehead, there is a symbol there. It's this symbol that, from the way it is on him, it's a triangle upside down. With a square in it, with a circle in it.
It looks
like
a basketball court.
The low rule Triforce.
Like the...
It does look like a basketball court.
It does kind of... like a weird triangular basketball court.
I'm just thinking of, like, the penalty box.
He's part of the LA Lakers.
And that symbol doesn't ring a bell to any of you guys, but somebody on the crawler might know something about it.
It's LeBron James.
I did say he was pretty tall.
Yo, is it?
Probably taller than that, though. No. No.
Wow, is it really?
Oh, I always wanted to meet him.
Yeah, college just murdered him. Or Gerard,
he's
which
dead
one of you two did it?
I did it.
We can bring
I chainsawed
him, okay.
him to death. It's fine.
Real quick, there is a mech salvage table. If anyone would like to roll on that, it's on the cheat sheet to the right.
How about
under salvaging.
I don't roll?
Roll to take the corpse out.
Well, nobody else is jumping, so what do I roll for
John,
it?
John, do you, I feel like, John, do you have, like, special salvager powers that would help with this, or nothing for the general?
Currently? Okay. No, I don't actually have special
then
powers.
Then go ahead, Brian,
mostly,
since you called that first.
Yeah. Like, I have the metal detector, so for relevant, salvaging an area, I don't have anything for salvaging...
I rolled a 17... What does that get me,
Ooh.
Boss?
Meat and potatoes.
I'll take it.
You salvage the mech chassis or a system or module of your choice mounted on it, which will be in the damaged condition. So I'll tell you what we've got to pick up. You've got the chassis itself, which, looking at the way this guy is hooked into this, it's not a good time.
You're gonna have a bad
but
time.
But you can get the sword, which is really good. Or you can get a snub blue laser or an ion cannon. I'll put the exact names of these things.
Did he not use the ion cannon at all?
No, it didn't come up.
I mean, I kind of like the sword.
I put the names of the systems in the chat for you guys if you want to look them up specifically.
Ooh,
in the book.
It is probably a good thing he did not use the ion cannon.
Generally, no. An ion cannon's going to be like a disruption.
Yeah, it's anti-shielding.
ion cannon, snub blue laser, or monomolecular blade. You could take, I'll say again, you could take the mech chassis as well, but looking at the chassis, this guy is like fully wired into this thing. He has like become one with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Doesn't look like a fun time to get in and out of this thing.
We'll take it for scientific purposes.
Right, you can take, well, you'll take it back to the ship and you'll talk about it.
Actually, dissect it's a snub-nosed blue laser.
Whatever. I abbreviated.
So, also, the monomolecular blade is also Tech 5. I kind of want it so I have something that I can fight people off with while inside the bubble.
It has the deadly property. Okay.
I mean, you know, most swords have the deadly property, as it turns out.
I feel like if you hit someone with it, they die.
Wow.
See, it's weird that the plasma cannon.
A weapon with the deadly trait destroys or kills its target on a nat 20.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, thank God I like that. He didn't get a nat 20.
Okay, I guess we take the sword.
We'll figure out who gets the sword later, but yeah, you take the sword for now.
You should take the sword.
Everything else is considered damaged. And then for scrap, each of the drones, each of them, there were five of them. Yeah, each of them is only worth one Tech 2 scrap each.
I will add those to my inventory because I have a fuckload of inventory space.
And then you guys can take that back into the crawler. They dismiss the red alert. They confirm that, you know, radar is clear. You guys go up to the control room. It's U5 plus Iceman and Commodore in the control room. And you've got what is left of this person who attacked you on a table for examination.
All right, let's crack this egg.
Mayhem.
Ha-ha!
All right. As you start peeling back their helmet, you see that at the base of their skull and at a bunch of other points along their spine and stuff, they are plugged into this thing. It's a pretty gruesome process.
Kind of like Vader level, or?
Honestly, worse, because he's not really attached to it.
This looks like this person was...
They don't look like they've been, like, burnt or anything like that. They, you know, they have some wounds on their back from the chainsaw, and obviously and their legs are off. But other than that, they don't look like they've been, like, burned in lava or anything. But they're very atrophied. They're very skinny. They've probably been in here a long time.
This person was put in this suit and hasn't left.
Oh, so it's like the victims in FNAF.
He's more machine than man.
And Commodore's like, well, that's...
Gruesome?
That doesn't seem worth it. That's, why can't they just use a steering wheel like you guys?
He did have a really cool sword, though.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd volunteer for this when, like, I have a bed in my mech. I got, like, a whole suite in there. It's great. a lot of space.
Maneuverability?
You question roll them mark? Back over on the table.
Didn't do shit for him, did it?
True.
you roll them back over on the table onto their back, and, The symbol on their forehead rolls into visibility, and Commodore's like, "That's I'm not sure what that is." But then Iceman chimes in and he's like, "No, I've seen this before.
I've seen this 20,
11
it's
times.
Not usually, I don't know why it's upside down. It's missing some stuff, but it's a corpo symbol. It's they call themselves the Opus Institute. I think they're down in the ice fields the way we're heading.
Corpo scum.
Ugh.
But from what I know about them, I tangled with them a bit in my younger days. They're very, how do I put it? They care a lot about their image. They have big egos. Everything's always shiny and chrome and new. This thing looks practically ancient.
Yeah, was this guy shiny and chrome?
No, this thing was a bit rusted around the edges, and you know, the emblem on the forehead is like partially scratched off. It's got some wear on it, but still more advanced than anything you guys have.
Well then, I guess we'll just have to go by their headquarters and give them back.
Just carrying a dead guy with half of his legs in your arms, like, you lost this.
Did you guys lose this? We just throw him overboard.
We found him like this.
this was not our fault. As we have like his sword behind our back, clearly visible, and his legs. We do the Buzz Lightyear thing, but with his legs. Like Toy Story 1.
And Commodore speaks up and they're like, well, listen, we'll hand this over to Gray and Iceman. You know a good deal about these guys, and we'll have you guys look into it a bit more. But keep this a bit quiet. The state of this guy. People might vote against us going this way if they know how
these
gruesome
things are here.
This is. I don't think it's reason to turn around, but
I think it's reason to be a little more on guard and maybe have patrols ready to deploy.
Yes.
So that we don't have any delay. But
listen, you've done a good job as always. Take your rest. Fix up your mechs. You took some pretty big scratches out there, so.
I got katana slashed.
Do your repairs. Do what you got to do, and be ready. And you guys are dismissed. Carry on.
You guys are lucky you didn't fucking die.
I know, we really are.
That's fine. I had a 5% chance of just immediately dying. Those are odds I was willing to take.
So yeah, from there we will go into sort of the downtime procedure, if you guys are good.
I need to buff out the fucking katana slash out of my mech. How many... Do you do a full heal after each rest or no?
Yes, so first thing, you guys recover all of your action points and energy points. You recover all of your structure points on anything that is of tech 2 or lower, which should be all of your mechs still.
What about heat?
Your heat resets.
Lovely.
You cool down. Pay your upkeep, 5 tier 2 scrap. I think that's just what the drones dropped today.
Yeah.
If you want to just...
It is. So I think I'm just going to delete what the drones had out of my inventory. Did we get any scrap for the guy?
How much scrap is the guy worth?
That was what that next salvage table was. You get the sword.
Damn. Oh. Can we put cool bone plate?
Trade. I got to roll for the trader.
The guy.
Well, once again, not quite once again, but very similar to last time. An intact mech chassis and an intact module are available for trade. Let me roll up randomly
Which
what they are.
Are they? Iron worm.
No, they'll be tech 3. They'll be one above you guys. The mech available is a photon.
He looks like the thing from RoboCop.
Well, the photon looks cool. Looks the guy from RoboCop.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're right, John. What a completely original thought you had just had.
Yeah.
The module available is the emergency power conduit, which is on page 199.
Emergency induction port.
So those things are available for trade. I'll let you guys decide if you want to trade for them off camera, just as last time. You've got the mech, which is a photon. It's a bipedal. What does the photon do? Let me see.
It regains health in the sunlight.
Ah, it's solar powered.
Praise the sun, mech.
Fantastic. And then, yeah, you've got the emergency power conduit, which does what it sounds like. It makes power good. And then, just like last time, you pick one new pilot talent and one new piece of equipment, which, again, we can do in between sessions just because there's a million to pick from. And that's that. You will continue along the path. And, yeah, we can start wrapping up the episode.
And we keep this under wraps. We don't tell anyone about the shish kebabbed man.
We do not. No.
Storage.
It's super gross. They'll throw up. Like Brian.
Brian, how you holding up?
I'm
are you
okay.
Throwing up yet?
Not quite.
Oh, Brian.
We'll see you later tonight.
Hopefully you throw up soon so you feel better.
Jesus.
Well, actually, I do feel a little bit better. I had a cold washcloth I've been dabbing my forehead with, and that seemed to have been doing the trick.
Quickly before we wrap up the episode, something we meant to do last time, sort of an early check-in. How are we feeling about Salvage Union? How are you guys liking it?
Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I was saying last time after we logged off, it's kind of like a good middle ground between Monster of the Week and Lancer.
Yeah.
I found Lancer to be just like a little too much for me personally. And Monster of the Week,
which
I
think is valid. You're not unique in that. That's totally valid.
Yeah.
You can say you hated our most popular series. You can just say that.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I didn't hate it. I loved the story and everything.
It was just really complicated. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially for us who don't do it like consistently, I feel like on a more consistent basis, Lancer would have been maybe easier and more enjoyable. But
sure.
This is a little bit easier in the sense, like with Monster of the Week, that was a simple structure game where we could dip in and out when like a couple of weeks at a time and still be able to grasp it pretty easily. This is similar in that way. It's easy for me to kind of pick back up, and I like the, for me personally, I like the idea of not having a specific map for our battling and everything. I like kind of talking through it. I like using my mind for that. Maybe that, I don't know if that's an ADD thing or whatever, but yeah, I'm liking this.
There's pros and cons to both. You know, I don't have a preferred one, but yeah, it's definitely, some people love Theater of the Mind, some people hate it. Wherever you sit on that, but I like it a lot. It's simpler to learn than Lancer, certainly. As a GM, I hate to keep comparing it to Lancer, like we're shit talking Lancer. Again, we liked Lancer, we liked it a lot.
Yes,
it's just the other robot game that we've played, so we're gonna compare it. But yeah,
you know, I'm wondering if going back to Lancer after this, if Lancer might seem more like easier, more attainable, more
slightly less crunchy.
Warm up to it. I don't know.
Yeah, this is almost like a good warm up to it, maybe.
I love how customizable everything is. Like it's managed so far. It's managing to strike a balance between, you have a shitillion customization options, but also it's not overwhelming once you've picked them.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like your own shit that you have on the table is not too intense, but there's a lot of variety to pick from, which is good. I think crunch should be in character creation more so than in play.
I will say since I didn't take part in Monster of the Week, the whole like theater of the mind, figuring out the combat, kind of takes a bit of getting used to for me, because
yeah,
I'm so
it did
used
for us
to
too.
Like
yeah.
actually yeah. understanding like, okay, here's everyone around yeah. me, and especially like I've been kind of reading through some of the other things, and I feel like it's gonna get interesting once like we start getting bigger mechs, like how range actually works. Like, can we yeah. all fit in close range?
Yes. Yeah. If you want to, yes, always yes. I will say with your current build with the mirror ball, you do have the benefit of being like, I don't quite know what's going on. I'm just gonna sit here and be a bubble. Like,
yeah.
You can just not move. But anyway, we'll revisit all of this. We always do this in the finale episode, but we wanted to check in real quick just to say that we are enjoying it at the beginning. In the finale episode, we always do like a more proper review at the end. Stay tuned for that. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the next episode. In the meantime, check out our other content. Check out the game that I'm developing, Big Adventure Game. Links for all of that stuff in the description. Like, comment, and subscribe. Have a nice day.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Roll for Distraction is produced and edited by Alexander Vigna. The show features Alexander Vigna, Alexandria Holbrook, Gerard Lambrugo, Brian Graff, John Price, and Colin Keating as the cast. This episode features the following music: Mech Assembly, Salvage Part 2, and The SU from the official Salvage Union soundtrack by Greg Illidge, used with permission from the developers. Remember Arrakis by Justin Allen Arnold from filmmusic.io, used under the Creative Commons license. Cyberpunk by Tohican and Dark Heavy Ethnic Industrial by Welcome Enno from Pixabay, used under the Creative Commons license. Track 346 Tinkertown from tabletopaudio.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in the next episode.